We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
You know, if you haven't checked out What Chaos yet, you oughta, because we've had all your favorite players on the show. I'm talking Seth Jones, Lena Solmark, Connor Bedard, whoever it may be.
We're live every day on YouTube at noon Eastern, but also available on all podcast platforms, including the one you're listening to right now.
We got guests, and yeah, we're also doing a bit of chit-chat, goofing around, laughing at what makes us laugh in hockey.
So regardless of how deep you are into your hockey fandom, come listen to What Chaos. We'll talk about your favorite team, we'll talk about your least favorite team, and everybody in between, and we're having a ton of fun doing it every single day, Monday through Thursday. It's What Chaos, presented by All City Network.
AEG Presents is thrilled to announce Bert Kreischer live at Red Rocks Amphitheater Wednesday, September 8th, 2021. He's joined by Mark Normand, and it's time to get your tickets. All you need to do is download the Red Rocks app before you visit, which you should already have done, to be honest. Great app, and so easy to purchase your tickets to your favorite concerts or shows. If you don't know, Bert is an American stand-up comedian, actor, writer, and host who performs to sellout crowds across the country. Described as having a rare and incredible talent, Bert has evolved from being named Rolling Stone's number one partier in the nation to one of the top names in comedy. Between his two previous stand-up specials, The Machine on Showtime and Comfortably Dumb on Comedy Central, his two podcasts, Bert Cast and Open Tabs, his YouTube cooking show, Something's Burning, his book, Life of the Party, Stories of a Perpetual Man-Child, along with formerly hosting the Travel Channel's Trip Flip and Bert the Conqueror, as well as FX's Hurt Bert, Bert has succeeded in finding the elusive blend of being a cringe comedian with real insight. He's one of the best storytellers of his generation, and Bert seemingly and sincerely shares anecdotes about his family and fatherhood while showing his ability to prove that there's a way to take his party boy antics into middle age. So download that Red Rocks app today and grab your tickets to see Bert with Mark Normand on September 8th at the best venue in the world. Welcome in to the DNVR Avalanche podcast presented by DraftKings Sportsbook. I'm Rudo, joined by AJ Haefeli. First of all, our DraftKings pick of the week. AJ, did you know you can bet on Ultimate Frisbee on DraftKings?
No.
Yes, you can bet on Ultimate Frisbee on DraftKings. Right now, I'm taking my pick of the week, the Atlanta Hustle. They're underdogs against the New York Empire at plus 145. They're taking it down on Saturday, September 4th. I'm predicting the Atlanta Hustle to win their game against the New York Empire. Of course, you can also take team futures right now. The favorite is the Chicago Union, plus 225, to win the AUD. I honestly don't even know what that stands for. I assume it stands for American Ultimate Disc League. That's what I'm going with. You can also take The Hustler, the biggest underdog in the league, at plus 575. You can go any way, shape, or form you want with that. That's my pick of the week, the Atlanta Hustle. Take them all the way. If you want something a little bit more reasonable today, you can go down the Rockies path. Right now, plus 165, odds boosted, Freddie Freeman or Trevor Story to hit a home run this evening. Jump on it. Get yourself a dinger. So hit up DraftKings Sportsbook, the number one rated sportsbook app out there. Be sure to use code DNVR when you sign up. You probably can bet on Bishop Sycamore and whether they're going to exist anymore next week. But use code DNVR when you sign up. Bet on a week one football game.
The weirdest sports story, dude.
You can get $200 in free bets from DraftKings when you bet on a week one NFL game with that DNVR code. Must be 21 or older, Colorado only. Other terms, restrictions, and conditions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. They are a partner of betting with the NFL. Again, use the DNVR code. And if you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700. All right, let's get into today's show. I talked about it a little bit on yesterday's show while AJ was AFK for a minute, but we're going to deep dive into Jack Johnson on today's show. It's going to – I don't predict happy results for the most part from this show on the concept of Jack Johnson playing for the Avs. But AJ, have you dug in and found any positives here? That's okay. Not a good sign. No. That's not a good sign.
Positives. I found more of a mixed bag than I was expecting.
Okay.
But I will say yesterday when we instinctively said, would you rather, and both said Curtis McDermott.
We were wrong on that, yeah.
We were definitely quick on that one. Mostly because, like, anybody that's been serious about following the NHL over the last several years, like, understands, like, Jack Johnson isn't good. And I think that's probably where...
Yeah.
That's a great donation.
Bishop Sycamore is about as real as our yacht at this point. So thank you for the donation, JT.
Yeah, that's the weirdest sports story. No, I found more of a mixed bag than I was expecting. Before we, like, start to really dive into this, mm-hmm. We have a lot of comments throwing a lot of jello at the wall right now. I'll just do this quickly, you know, in the order that I remember them. Tyler Bozak is bad. Mark Jankowski is bad. Bo Byram gaining 10 pounds isn't really noteworthy. You know, most everybody gains 10 pounds over the summer.
Especially when they're 20 and they're filling out.
Well, and then the season starts.
And, they and
they're playing games off, every other day. And then it eventually, over time, it comes off. It's almost never notable. Everybody remembers the second year when McKinnon bulked up a whole bunch. And he came in looking like the mini Hulk.
Yeah. And by mid-season, that was not a thing anymore.
Yeah, all of it was gone. And it was just like, okay. training camp and preseason is the time where I added 8 pounds of muscle or whatever over the summer. That's where all of those things come in. I'll never forget altitude. Like, Kyle Keefe had a full...
With Sammy G, yeah.
No, had several years ago, had a full feature where Kyle Keefe went to the grocery store with TJ Gagliardi. And they went through his entire, all of his diet changes and all these things that he was doing, and none of it mattered. It just didn't matter.
Yeah, but so, then it wasn't all chickpea pasta, so.
Byram gaining weight and adding 10 pounds, great. If they stick and he ends up, you know, they hang around and now he's just 10 pounds heavier all the time. Great, that's great. He's he's of the age where he should be continuing to add weight. So that's a good thing. We'll see.
Shout out our man, Evan Rowell, in the chat right now.
Yeah.
Down at Family Sports Center, where I guess you'd call them captain's practices at this point.
And no more Lollipop Park?
Yeah, no more Lollipop Park. Just hockey now. But some Avs are back on the ice in early September.
And some players from random other teams, apparently.
Yeah, right. But, you know, they need ice to skate on, I guess. But
yeah.
So.
So anyway.
But yeah, to get back on the topic, Jack Johnson on a PTO. We should start there. It's a PTO. That means at any time, the Avs can decide to sign him to a real NHL contract, or they can decide to cut him. Nothing is set in stone.
Yeah. After spending the day thinking about it and kind of dissecting a lot of it and trying not to be mad about it, I think he's, if he's healthy, I'm fully expecting him to get a contract.
Yeah.
And I think that the PTO is just, is he healthy?
Is he
healthy and can he move?
I'm not as confident in it's just strictly being health. I think we've seen the Avs use these PTOs over the last handful of years. I know we talked about it a little bit on yesterday's show. People like Jared Cowan and you can even go as far back as like Curtis Glencross.
Yeah, and Glencross was at the end of his career. Cowan, again, injuries. You know, was he healthy? And Cowan, if you asked him, he was like, "Oh yeah, my hip is great. This is the best it's felt in years." And I had all the knee injuries and stuff that led to me overcompensating, and I screwed up my hips, and now my hip feels great. So I'm back to where I should be, and he just couldn't skate anymore.
Yeah.
Like he was healthy finally, but he couldn't skate. So we'll see. We'll see if Jack Johnson's actually healthy and if he can still move. I mean, he's 34.
Right. Not
like
blink chicken by any means.
Yeah. The big difference, like we're talking about Jared Cowan, but at the time Jared Cowan was like,
he was like 27 or something.
Yeah, he was like in his, what should have been his prime.
Yep.
And he just couldn't move.
Yep.
So it was such a bummer, man. He was quite a prospect once upon a time. Yeah. I guess so was Jack Johnson. But yeah, I don't know how I don't know how PTOs come about, honestly. That's
it's a mix of both, right?
Like, yeah, like I'm sure like somebody made the call at some point and
I can't.
There was like interest and it's like, oh yeah.
The only one I know for sure is Glencross's agent came to the Avs and said, "Hey, give my guy a chance here to prove that he can still play in the NHL."
He could not.
No, he couldn't. But as far as Cowan and Johnson, I'm not honestly sure how that conclusion came to be. But
well, and like you remember Jiří Tolusti a few years ago, like the PTO that we all forget.
Oh yeah, I totally forgot about that. Actually,
did not pass his physical. They cut him.
That's why you forget about it. Yeah,
he never took the ice with any Avs gear on because he didn't pass his physical coming into camp. They had the physicals days. You know that we had media day, which was their day to go and do all the physicals testing.
Yeah,
and then the first day of camp, he wasn't on the ice. We asked Bednar about it, and he said, he didn't pass his physical, so that's that.
The end of that, yep.
And so Jiří Tolusti was gone. So with Johnson, I think it's a test of health more than anything else. But what we're going to get into today is,
I'm assuming a lot of this podcast is acting under the assumption that he ends up signed by the Avs.
It is, just because, I mean, this is a total waste of time if he's not.
Right.
And if they end up not signing him, it's even after poking around and trying to look for something to be like, well, this isn't so bad.
You're digging real deep to find those things. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's someone didn't pass their physical last year. I forget who it was, but I remember someone not.
Well, last year, EJ got COVID.
Yeah, I remember that, but that
during like camp.
Yep. And then eight dudes end up quarantined, and it's like,
yeah, it was like, what the little did we know.
That was only the beginning.
Jamie wants to throw it out that Jack Johnson's a PK guy.
Pump the brakes on that one.
We're gonna get into it because I also was like, maybe you can play the PK.
Well, you know,
physically, I'm sure he can stand there. We'll see. That's what we'll get into on the show.
No doubt about it.
You know, we've spent 13 minutes kind of bullshitting about Jack Johnson and the history of Avs' goofy PTOs, some of whom they've signed.
Yeah.
Have they signed any defensive PTOs?
I can't think of a defensive PTO that they've signed.
It was all forwards.
Yeah.
The Borks.
Mm-hmm. Both of them were PTOs.
And Skilly.
Oh, Skilly was a PTO. Right.
Yes, he was, because I went and talked to him about it, about being a PTO guy and how different that was for him.
I mean, Skilly's path is crazy, right? From a first round pick to a better version of Marc-Andre Kleish, I guess.
Skilly?
But, yeah.
I mean, aren't all players better versions of Marc-Andre Kleish?
Mostly, but...
I hope he doesn't watch the show.
Sure, he's a great guy. But
he was very nice to me the two or three times I talked to him.
There you go. So,
but honestly, if you're a fourth line guy, you're not allowed to be a dick.
True. You definitely gotta be a fan favorite when you're down in the bottom six. That's definitely true.
You're not allowed to be an asshole if you're a fringe NHL player. there's just a rule. You just can't do it.
All right, well, we'll get into Jack Johnson in just a second. First of all, we are brought to you all by Breckenridge Brewery, the official beer of DNVR. You can get it down at the DNVR bar. Got myself a Strawberry Sky right here. Highly recommend. Not very alcoholic, but absolutely delicious if you want something light. Of course, they have dozens of other choices as well. Pretty much everything under the sun, from hazy IPAs to pilsners to lagers to I don't know beer names. I'm not a beer snob. I just drink whatever is put in front of me, to be honest with you. And Breckenridge Brewery is great when it's in front of me.
Yeah. Who knew that a hockey podcast could be such an awful beer sponsor? Between two people that don't know anything at all about it and one of us who just doesn't drink it at all.
Yeah. It doesn't work out great sometimes. But luckily, Breck Brew also makes a hard seltzer. So check out the Good Company hard seltzer as well. I know AJ and his girl absolutely love the hard seltzers, so at least they got you covered there. Some way to make it work. And use the Breck Beer Locator online to find it at a local liquor store near you. And after that, hit up StravaCraft Coffee as well. Another thing we have down at the bar. You can get the cold brew there. Or you can go online and get 25% off when you use code DNVR25. Then that's a great deal for the first purchase. After that, you still get 20% off every single order if you sign up for their subscription service. So they got you covered. Great deals. CBD coffee is awesome. Helps with aches, pains, migraines. I hate migraines, and it really helps me with mine. So if you ever have the opportunity to try it, help with a migraine, maybe it'll help you as well. After all that, go ahead and sign yourself up for a DNVR annual membership. That way you get big beers at the bar. You get a free shirt with the annual membership as well. You get a whole bunch of other stuff as well. Obviously, access to our content, access to the DNVR Lounge, all sorts of other awesome stuff as well. So check us out. Give us a little bit of support. Super chats aren't your thing. Signing up for a DNVR membership might be right for you. I know AJ was working on a piece yesterday. We'll see if he wants to finish it before he comes back to Colorado. But
it's true.
It's going to be a long drive back for you, AJ.
So. It's not that long.
It's pretty long. It's what, 20 hours?
But depending on how I go, 16 to 18, but I am going to Kansas for my grandfather's funeral first.
Well.
So it's 16 hours to where I'm going in Kansas and then 5 hours home to Denver.
Gotcha.
But different drives.
For sure. Two different trips on that one, for sure.
Yeah.
The Avs did a couple of weird things last season, chat. Like, they signed guys in the middle of the season, like Liam O'Brien was on.
Yeah, Liam O'Brien and Keaton Middleton each got signed halfway through the year to NHL deals.
Yeah.
Yeah, Parise's deal is done with the Islanders. He just hasn't been registered with the league.
Yep. All right, second period of the DNVR Avalanche podcast.
Oh, dude, fam, just to be clear, my grandfather died a year ago. That's just COVID. He was 93 and a super awesome dude.
You told me you both have a hole in one on the same course.
Yep, same hole.
Same hole, even. Jesus.
Yeah.
All right. On that note, let's get back on topic. Let's dive in, AJ. Jack Johnson, let's get into some of the numbers here. Give me something to be happy and or cry about. Where should we start?
Let's start with just the overview.
The war?
Yeah.
So that's bad.
Yeah, not great. But remember when you look at these, that these are across 3 years. And if you look at last year, there was actually, his defense was actually pretty passable. The offense is always bad. Okay. Let me just stress this because I did not even bother with offensive graphics for Jack Johnson. The offense is always bad.
It's
all right.
Consistent, yeah.
There's no, it's just varying degrees of bad. Okay. It's always bad. Like, let me just be very, very, very clear about that right now. The offense is always bad. He does not drive any play. The one thing that you can maybe get a little excited about on offense is that he's always been a guy to find his way to a couple of goals every year.
Yep.
In his heyday, it was like 8-ish goals a year. But he's not going to be playing 25 minutes a night anymore.
These days, it's like you're hoping for 3.
Yeah. And I do see the rookie roster is out, and it's fine.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah. It's like Justin Barron, Bowen Byram, and then whole bunch of who on defense.
Yeah. The forwards and then, are fun.
Yeah. At forward, it's what you would expect. It's a bunch of prospects.
Yeah. The defense is Byram and.
It's guys. Really weird that Shane Bowers is going.
It is weird that Bowers is going, for sure.
That's super not a good sign.
No, it is not. To be fair, they're also sending Wingerly, which I get it is his first year. And
yeah, anyway, I would definitely do that. I would send him. So, anyway, point. Getting back to Jack Johnson, this, if you just look at last year, there's reason for optimism here because defensively, especially if you look at where his WAR was, the percentage just on defense has him right about 50. That makes him right in the area of a league average defender.
Yep.
Okay. And like, that's the upside. That's the only upside. If we get into his 5v5 with the Rangers last year, the 5v5 defense with and without him, you'll start to see with him -3%. Hey, that's encouraging.
Not going to hurt you. Yeah.
Right. Only 192 minutes, though. So I will stress the 192 minutes part.
Yep.
Not a lot of ice time there. And then if you go without Jack Johnson, it's not very good. It's not drastically different, but it's not very good. So, again, reason for optimism there. With Johnson at 5v5, the Rangers defense was actually better with him than without him. And that's interesting because that defense has Jacob Trouba and Adam Fox and Keandre Miller and blah, 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 blah.
I mean,
yeah.
Yes. you also look at his quality of comp from the original war, and I know there's only so much you can do with these statistics, but his quality of comp was like basically the lowest it can possibly be.
Right. Basically, a we're just putting you out there against the weakest competition possible.
Yep.
So that we can try to
get by and not get burned. Yeah.
Exactly. The one thing that I will say, though, is that he still started in the D zone the majority of the time.
Sure.
It was not a steep majority. It was only 51.8%. So it's not, you know, it wasn't like he was heavily D zone.
But that's not like 30% or something. Yeah.
Well, right. But it's also not like they were starting him in the O zone because they were that afraid of playing him.
Right.
So there's that. And then, as mentioned, we talked to, you know, it was mentioned in chat. A PK guy. Is he? Because the PK numbers with the Rangers, with Johnson.
That's bad.
So, and again, I stress the sample size here, 25 minutes.
Yeah, it's very small.
Plus 39% is holy shit level of bad. Okay?
Tell me it's better without him, at least. Or is New York's PK just that much of a disaster?
Without him,
okay, pretty good. It's actually good without him. That's very concerning.
So that's problematic. So this is where, if you just look at last year, where he only played 13 games, 5v5, a decent defender, but you don't want to play him on the PK.
Yep.
And as Brad Francis mentions here, this is an important note. I did not add this to the conversation, but that plus 39%, by the way, if you go and you look, Curtis McDermott's 5v5, LA with Curtis McDermott on the ice last year was at plus 57%. Just anecdotally, it's the highest number I've ever seen on any of these charts.
Traded a fourth round pick for him, by the way.
Curtis is awful. So Jamie confirmed not a PK guy. Hold on, because this is gonna get weird.
Yeah,
the 13 games last year with the Rangers can't be considered super indicative of anything. It's just 13 games.
Yep.
So I went back a further year.
Not significant.
I went back to his Pittsburgh year. Okay, now. This is gonna a little flipsies here, because Jack Johnson in Pittsburgh at 5v5 with him, not great.
Plus three,
not atrocious.
Red circle of death right in the front.
Not atrocious.
It's not gonna kill you.
Like plus 3% is not like, oh my god, this guy is horrific, but it's not good. Okay, and then without him, not a great Pittsburgh defense.
Oh, minus so
produced some pretty good goddamn results.
So Jack Johnson was very bad compared to that defense.
Yeah, not great. Mm. But further complicating things, if you go and you look at the PK with Jack Johnson when he was in Pittsburgh,
minus
pretty
five.
Good numbers. That's
actually good, yeah.
And then without him, I honestly don't remember what it was, because I just remember the negative 5%.
Oh, it's like really good without him. It's like way really better good. Without okay. him.
So negative 19%, way better without him, but even with him, still
it's
good.
It's passable, yeah. Boy, those are so not encouraging, though. None of those.
So when you asked me, AJ, were there any positives? It's like, kinda.
If you play him against fourth liners, he might be passable, is where I'm at with this.
So this gets to, if he is given a contract, and if he is inserted into the lineup, because I'm of the opinion, under no circumstances should he be in their top six if everybody is healthy. Their top six is actually pretty solid if they're healthy. Byron Murray, Eric Johnson with your big three. That's a pretty good top six.
See, Rangers fan, I think the problem is on his best day, Jack Johnson is just a guy.
Yeah. You're hoping he's just a guy and that he doesn't crush you.
Right.
Yeah, the contract would be league minimum. It would be $1 million. The Avs don't have the kind of cap room for them to go play.
Any whatever they gave him would be 95, if not 100% variable if they needed to.
Yeah. So you just see the thing with Cody Ceci though is that Cody Ceci had always been overused.
He was actually good when you used him correctly.
Yeah, and there was reason for optimism when given a lesser role.
Yep.
Jack Johnson, and that's where I guess you're talking yourself into this right now because you look at how the Rangers used him in a really limited role.
Yep.
And
let me actually see. His TOI was literally like 12 minutes a game, 13 minutes a game.
Yeah, so in 34 games, he averaged 1658 for the Rangers. Okay.
So that's a little higher than I thought.
But it's, again, it was just 13 games.
Right.
But that's well below for his career, he's averaging 22 minutes.
Yep.
His career, 6 years in LA and 7 years in Columbus, it was 23 and 22. His 149 games in Pittsburgh, he averaged 19.
And that,
so he's on the decline in time of ice. Teams have figured this out.
I'd imagine that number would only go down if he does end up playing significant time for the Avs.
If he's playing for the Avs, I think that 17 minutes is probably right where he ends up. And look, he's going to play on the PK. Like, if he ends up in the lineup for the Avs, he's playing on the PK.
In a bottom pairing role, you pretty much have to PK. That's just how it is in the NHL.
It's really, really, really hard to not be on special teams and survive in a third pairing role as a defenseman. Now the other thing that will be, he doesn't have the size that the size police love, but he's always been a guy that racks up a lot of hits and a lot of blocked shots.
Yep.
So even as his ice time dropped, I mean his last two full seasons that he played in Pittsburgh, despite averaging less than 20 minutes, he had 233 hits and 183 hits.
I mean, it's like, not
that's even, a shitload of hits.
It's not like he's small either. He's only 6'1", but he's what, 225, something like that.
Yeah, he's 6'1", and he's listed at 227. But it's also like Byram is 6'1", and while he's not 227, he was 200 pounds when he got into camp last year. So we'll see. But like we'll. My point is that it's just a different play style.
Yeah, I have serious concerns about his skating ability in the Avs systems.
Well, and this is why I would want to see it's not just health, but it's how much did the recent injuries take away from his ability to take away from his mobility.
Yeah.
Because if he can't get around the ice, man, he can't play. Like we saw it with Graves and Nemeth last year that more than their puck moving problems, they couldn't keep up.
Yeah.
And you've got to be at some level of fleet of foot to be able to
just the way the Avs push the puck. Yeah.
And you can't have five guys that all play one way and then there's just one dude where you're just like, well, he blocks shots and he hits people, so we'll put up with him being a shitty skin. No. You've got an identity. You've got a style that you play. Doing that. Putting that guy out there just because he does those things is how he ends up on the wrong end of a season-long goals for where it's like, you know, he's like what Gerard was in the postseason against Vegas where it's just deeply negative. And you're just like, the guy gets scored on all the time. Great.
What you're talking about when it comes to skating is a player needs to be effective. They need to have some aerodynamics going on when they skate, right? Which is directly counterintuitive to what it takes to block shots. When you're talking about blocking shots and laying down hits, a lot of people talk about having hair on your balls, all right? But sometimes maybe what Jack Johnson needs is just to aerodynamic it up a little bit, clean shave it, get it good to go with Manscaped. All right? Manscaped can turn Jack Johnson into a Colorado Avalanche NHLer right there. So go to manscaped.com, use code DNVR, get 20% off, get the perfect package 4.0, get everything you need. Use that to trim not just the hair below the belt, but it'll do your chest, your face, your head, you name it. It'll take care of everything. They have the toner, they have the deodorant, they have breath mints, they have everything you need to make sure you're looking good, nice and aerodynamic out there on the ice. So get a DNVR code again at manscaped.com. Go get yourself the good stuff. After that, hit up Green Mountain Dental, because the one thing Manscaped doesn't take care of is your teeth. Please don't put the perfect lawnmower on your teeth. Just the thought of that is horrible. Instead, go to Green Mountain Dental Group. Get yourself a cleaning, x-ray, and exam to get yourself a free Sonicare toothbrush. Taking care of your teeth, it's never been easier. You're just 15 minutes from Denver down in Lakewood. So jump on it. Bunch of people have switched and said they love the place. So check out Green Mountain Dental Group today. And after that, why not buy yourself a home? Chevalier Mortgage, Mike and Virginia, both been doing it here in Colorado for a very long time. Mike, a certified financial planner. So they will take care of your entire financial picture. It's not, oh, here's a home loan, don't worry about it, you can afford it. It's, let's find the exact right home loan for you specifically. You can visit them at dnvrmortgage.com and get your chance to not only get a free consultation about a potential mortgage, but a chance to win free DNVR swag as well. Excuse me. You can also call Virginia directly at 303-257-6578. So give these two a call and get your situation sorted out. I know I'm looking to buy a home soon. It's going to be an adventure. So I'm going to have to hit up Chevalier Mortgage. Michael Chevalier, NMLS 1931006, Virginia Chevalier, NMLS 1910631. All right. Third period.
Not going to lie, man. I thought that was going to lead into a, if you're trying to jack your Johnson.
No.
Wolf and I are on the same page. Look, here. That's exactly where I thought that was headed.
You don't manscape to jack your own Johnson. You manscape to get your Johnson jacked by someone else. All right.
Look good. You need to look good, feel good, and it doesn't
play good.
Yeah. And it doesn't matter. Doesn't matter who's getting it done, I don't think. You should always feel good about what you have going on, my man.
True enough. True enough. I'm not gonna knock you on that one. But third period of the DNVR Avalanche podcast. Jack Johnson, realistically, I'm not as confident as AJ that he will end up signing with the Avs, but I do think there's a good chance of that. So we need to get into the conversation of what his role is. I know you talked about yesterday. The fear is he drops immediately into the lineup and replaces someone like Bowen Byram. I just don't see that happening. I don't see them skipping over Bo again for a vet.
Same. I don't see it either. Knowing how much they want Byram to play, how much they want him to be part of this, I would just be so surprised. But having two really, really, really injury-prone players.
Sure.
In Murray and Eric Johnson, this feels like
very much injury protection. Yeah,
yeah, it does. Where they're like, we don't want to play Jacob McDonald first guy off the bench. You know, we don't want to play Curtis McDermott on defense. We got him to play forward for us. So it'll be curious to see what he looks like in preseason, and then if he can still move and if he's still mobile enough to get around, then his fit will be interesting.
Yeah.
Like who does he play with? I mean, we're talking, he has to, just given what we were just looking at, he's got to play on your third pairing.
Yeah.
He's got to play almost strictly at even strength. Maybe he's on your second PK unit.
You are limiting him as much as possible if he's actually in the lineup, right?
Right. And then, I don't know who he plays next to. It depends on who's healthy. Because, again, I'm not playing him over any of those top of your established six guys that you want to see on the ice.
Yep.
So it would depend on who the injured guy is. Yeah, the rookie showcase is going to be cool. I know everybody's, because the roster's out, people are all hyped up about it, but that'll be fun. They'll probably only play two games, just given how these things have gone in the past.
They might play three, but we'll see.
Yeah, they're taking 10 defensemen. 9 defensemen.
Yeah.
only 3 of them are real.
I wouldn't be surprised if Barron plays all three. I'll put it that way. Byron probably doesn't need to play all three.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if Byron played one.
Yeah, exactly.
And it was like his tune-up, and they were like, I.
He's fine. Get him out of there.
Yeah.
Don't need another Miko situation.
Really excited about what they've got going on at forward, though. I mean, Bauer's new hook, Olausen.
Fun, man.
Wingerly, Henry, Bocage, Ranta, Mutala, and Foodie.
Yeah. It's going to be fun.
Some of these guys I've never heard of. We got to look some of these dudes up.
Yeah.
Matt and Jay and yes, that's the yeah. And Taren Pfizer sounds like a
that's a vaccine right there.
I was going to say that's an antibiotic.
So, an interesting lineup for sure. They always bring a handful of guys you've never heard of, though, to the rookie tournaments. And
stuff. Yeah, I was reminiscing the other day about the time they brought RT Rice out of a Canadian uni.
Yeah.
And was like, what? Okay. Taren Pfizer played for the Victoria Royals. So
there you go.
Good to know.
The more you know, I guess. Yeah, in any case, fun and goal, too. Anonen, Jones, and Miner.
Yeah. Please don't play Peyton Jones very much.
Yeah.
Totally selfishly here.
Just right. Want to see Anonen and Miner from an Avalanche organizational standpoint.
Driving down there to see the prospects, not the fill-in.
Yep. 100%.
Sorry. Nope. No offense to Peyton Jones.
Dude's cool. Great hockey player.
Yeah, nothing against him.
Doesn't really have a future in the Avalanche organization, let's be honest. Certainly not at the NHL level, anyway.
No way! So, Rhett Reinhart, dude, Rudo, the other day, you and I were looking for guys that had played in
the AAA Junior C League or whatever it was.
Yeah, and Rhett Reinhart he was briefly on loan in the SJHL.
Oh, let's go.
Playing in the Saskatchewan Junior Hockey League for Flin Flon.
Flin Flon. Amazing.
The Flin Flon Bombers, 2 games, 1 assist.
Look at him.
Yes! I am all about it. New favorite player.
Is he the first player ever to be on a NHL squad from the SJHL?
Who knows? I doubt it.
Let's see if they have any drafted prospects. They have a few. Look at them. The Melville Millionaires just produce and drafted players like crazy. Legends.
We've just abandoned Chip on Jack Johnson. Like, we said what we had to say. It's fine.
Yep. It is what it is. If he's an 8th D, 7th D, he's not going to kill you. Play him lightly and you'll be all right. Wow, both players. We're going down a weird rabbit hole here, but the Melville Millionaires have had 2 players drafted exactly 147th overall.
That's actually amazing. That is an amazing fun fact.
How random is that?
So, the Slovakian kid played in the Q last year for Chicoutimi. But before that, had been part of the Malmo program in Sweden.
Gotcha. Makes sense.
Yeah. See, this is just We didn't want to talk about Jack Johnson, so now we're just doing this live on air.
Yeah, anything but Jack Johnson.
Yeah, it's like, okay, he was a third-pairing guy. That's what he should play. Got it. To answer today's question, can he help the Avs? Probably not very much. Probably not as much as he would hurt them if he played.
Yeah, I agree. Personally, I'd play Jacob McDonald over him.
Yeah, I would play Jacob McDonald. I'd play Rowan McKeown. I would play probably Justin Barron.
Yeah, actually, yeah, definitely. Would.
I would get into that. I would consider playing Nate Klarman before him.
There's the Flint Flint Bombers logo for whoever wanted to see it.
Yes!
I can't really... Is that like the Earth imploding?
Dude, I don't... So it's the B in the middle.
And it's a B, but like,
it's getting bombed and it's breaking, it's blowing up.
All right, well...
This is bad. That's a really bad logo. Where's Blaze?
It's not good. Yeah, we need Blaze to tear that one apart.
Yeah, from a design perspective, we need Blaze to be like, nope, that's not good. I don't know. Let's see here. The MJHL, is that just the Manitoba Junior Hockey League? It sure is.
Yep.
All right, well, a brief moonlighting there from one of these other guys, too.
All right.
Ryan Hofer. I don't know.
Digging deep.
Played 22 games with the Everett Silvertips this last year. Only 22. He's only 19. This is a really interesting. He's only 19.
Draft again next year, and he'll be a full-time WHLer as well. Yeah.
Right, but hasn't been to this point.
Yeah.
Played 8 games in the MJHL, and before that was playing Pursuit of Excellence Prep.
In that. Whatever that is.
Are the Avs the only NHL team that, like...
scouts prep schools?
Yeah, that, like, takes prep school scouting seriously?
Maybe.
I don't even know what to say.
Yeah. That's, quite adventurous, to say the least. But... still excited for the rookie tournament. It should be fun.
Yeah, the rookie tournament is always a good time because you get these guys, the Ryan Hofer
yep.
types, where you're just like, what the hell?
There's always one or two of them that end up being like really fun players too.
Yeah.
That they just find crazy stuff.
Well, I'm like, remember when they drafted Brandon Sajan and then his first rookie tournament, he scored 5 goals?
Yeah, he went off, yeah.
And all 5 of them were him standing within a foot of the goal.
Yeah.
He was just banging home rebounds that came flying off all these shitty goaltenders. And all of a sudden you were like, I know how this guy scored a bunch in the OHL.
It all makes sense now.
This is all coming together now. I get it.
Yep.
Yeah. This has turned into like half of a rookie face-off show, but I'm planning on being down there, which is a really exciting thing for reasons that we can't tell you about yet. But just know that that will be a fun time, and I'm super bummed Rudo can't come with me.
Yeah.
This is a great example of why you don't have best friends, guys.
Don't have your bachelor party specifically the weekend of September 17th to the 19th.
Just don't have best friends.
I will
and
still
if you
be
do,
games, though. I'll still be doing stuff.
If you do have best friends, tell them that they are only allowed to have major life events between the end of free agency, which is like the fourth day of free agency.
July 4th and August 30th. It's got
and like maybe like September 10th at the latest.
So.
And that's it.
That's it. Yeah, that's the time. Look, I got married on July 27th, all right? I knew my window.
Perfection. Although I found out last night that Z just wants to have our wedding ceremony be approximately 120 seconds.
Sounds about right.
She was like, that's all it needs to be. You roll up there and you say, do you say yes? Do you say yes? And get out of there. And I was like, yeah, Yeah, a little more than that.
Yeah, but then you go have a party after. That's the part that everybody wants.
That's true. I actually am looking forward to that part. So, Micah's a hockey fan, isn't he?
Yeah, he's a Wings fan.
You really shouldn't have told me that. I liked him so much until then.
Yeah, he was from Michigan, so he's roots for the Avs too. He's a believer in that the rivalry is dead, so it's okay. AJ will never see him the same though.
Can't believe I have to heal with that asshole tonight.
Yeah.
I'm just never gonna send him another heal.
Gonna be that more salty that he's beating you on the meters, all right?
Oh, that doesn't bother me at all. I don't care. That does not bother me one bit.
All right. Okay. Well, I think we're off the.
No, hold up. Chat, is the rivalry dead? JT obviously has it right and says the rivalry will never be dead.
All right. Here we go.
But is the rivalry dead? Do you guys take the rivalry seriously? Who's Colorado's biggest rival right now?
For me, it's probably Vegas, I guess.
See, super recency bias there. I still say it's Minnesota.
Minnesota's a fair answer, too. It's certainly not Detroit. But a lot of Vegas and me are the only answers we're getting, so.
Can't trade the playoffs. That's Kadri's biggest rival.
Yeah. Certainly the Department of Player Safety's biggest rival.
Yeah. Their biggest rival is competency.
True.
Yeah. All right. I'm good. Yeah. Detroit also has awful pizza. You think Detroit-style pizza's bad? Everybody loves corner pieces, and that's all it is. It's just all corner pieces.
I don't love Detroit-style pizza, but Chicago-style pizza is just lasagna, and you can't tell me otherwise.
You and I agree there.
Anyway, before we
get into this. I can't do that. I can't do that red sauce, man. It gives me that heartburn, and that's like all that pizza is.
Yeah, it is a lot of red sauce. Very true. But
yeah.
We're out of here. Thank you for watching, everybody. We appreciate it, however you consume the podcast. We will be back with the show tomorrow.
Casserole.
It'll be normal time, but we won't technically be live. It'll just be a
premiere. It'll be pre-recorded, which is what we're doing as soon as we finish this broadcast.
Yep. We're going to record that show because we're busy tomorrow. And then we are off on Monday for Labor Day. So I hope everyone has a wonderful Monday. We will be back on Tuesday live coming at you. Hope you all have a great weekend. Until then. We will talk to you all later.